All right, yesterday was a lot of fun. Hope the P1s enjoyed White Elephant Day here on the ticket, where we mixed and matched all the lineups throughout the day. And we did a little recap about an hour ago, and I mentioned one of my favorite segments of the day was the segment that Corby and Sean did on poetry. And Sean read some of his old poems from college, and it made him hate himself even more. And we mentioned that Norm had a book of poetry, and we played his great poem to Nancy. And I told you guys, I confided in you, that I had a very dark period in my life where for about, I don't know, 6 months or a year, I thought the thing to do, the romantic thing to do, was write poems. And so
maybe it is.
The girl that I was dating at the time, I was crazy about her, and I wrote her some poetry, and I was praying that those had disappeared from the face of the earth, because it's the most humiliating chapter of my life. But are you telling me that this morning you have actually uncovered some of those?
Craig, shortly after you announced that you had written poetry, George and I hired a private investigator.
Who was really effective.
And he tracked down your mid-20s girlfriend, the girlfriend you had in your mid-20s, Jane, I believe is her name, correct?
That is correct.
See?
Okay, we're on the right track.
And he actually got some poems from her that you had written her. She said that she was just about to throw them out this week.
This
put them
week.
Into
this
a
week.
Shredder. Yeah.
My timing was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was walking towards the shredder when she got the phone call. So she faxed over some copies
faxed.
Of these poems to our private investigator.
Yeah.
And so we have them, and we've hired a voice actress to
this
come in
so
studio.
This is so elaborate.
Yeah, we spent a lot of money on this.
To come in studio and read these. Now, before we get into them, was your poetry like overwrought like Sean's was, with a bunch of poetic images and things like that?
You know, I don't really have a clear memory, but yes, it probably was.
Okay, we'll be the judge of it. Jared, do you have any kind of poetry music that we can play? There, that's perfect. Okay. All right, joining us in studio, our voice actress. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Becca.
Oh, okay. Wow,
she's
a traffic
girl
as well.
Yeah, Becca.
All right, Becca, let's hear Craig's first poem to Jane.
To Jane, as I sift through the morning flowers of yesterday's tomorrow, I think of thee. You are beauty that springs forth from a summer wind in the dewy embrace of the dawn's rosy morn.
What does this mean?
You also have a great fart box.
Oh my gosh!
Booty that just won't quit. You are the sun and I the moon, a torture, tumultuous, celestial body only glowing in reflection of you.
Oh my gosh.
Jane, you complete me, just like the same way that the last piece of a jigsaw puzzle will often complete the puzzle from which the last puzzle piece came from. You are the Iceman on the basketball team of my heart.
That is the worst line I've ever heard.
I remember that.
Jane, oh Jane, where are thee now? Are thee thinking of me in contemplative repose of the clouds swirl overhead? Or are thee having the filthy constant diarrhea like you did that last time we went to Denver for the A-Hey concert? I pledge thee my eternal love, dear Jane. Nothing will ever tear me apart from you. Not rain, nor hurricane, or you breaking up with me and involving law enforcement.
Okay.
When I look into the future of tomorrow's yesterday and lay my heart sliced open in the hazy mist of clouds of spring's first sunshine of heavenly starry mist, I want to try backdoor stuff all the time.
Oh my gosh. Hey, I'm uncomfortable with these being
made
public.
This is a little personal here.
I must leave now, Jane. I must return from hence I came. Whence I came. Too long for the impossible self-giving, eternal love of a lover's moonlight heart. I love you, Jane, and your killer rack. One day, I hope we have bath towels.
Wait, no,
marked.
I think this is your second poem here. Okay. You're getting to. That was the first one.
Yeah. You're just saying
entitled,
that.
It was entitled really Killer good. Rack.
You didn't really like it. I can tell. You're making fun of me.
Like Sean, you had some good lines in there.
The whole thing about the booty, I don't know about that, but the rest of it I thought was really,
thought was
really
good.
Sweet. Yeah.
Booty that just won't quit.
That just won't quit.
Now that I hear it again, after all these years, I'm even more embarrassed.
Now, you didn't always write that sort of free verse. You also did some that rhymed, I believe. Let's listen to this next one here.
One day I hope we have bath towels marked as his and hers, and we will have children who root for the Spurs.
Why are you always...
When we make love, it is something I like. The only thing I enjoy riding more is my bike.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd like to do something, sweet Jane, and I'm tired of begging. Have you ever heard of a thing called pegging?
Oh, what in the world?
Roses are red.
Wait, that's the same.
We got another one?
Yeah, we got... I don't think that was really even known about.
I don't recall writing one that mentioned both the Spurs and pegging, but I guess I did.
It says you did.
And then we have here, I believe this was the final poem. According to Jane, this was the final poem you wrote her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I like guys, so I'm breaking up with you.
That was the last
See,
one.
I was afraid that she kept that one.
Very simple, to the point.
Now I'm really embarrassed now.
There you go, Craig's college-aged poetry.
Oh, wait, I need to reach for the dump button. Is it too late to dump all of those?
Too late. Too late
now.
You can't do it. All right, thanks, Gordo, for digging those up. Pretty awesome.